I certainly think there should be more consultation than there has been. And if somebody in EPA says that agriculture does not have expertise in this area, they just don't know the Department of Agriculture. We've got some of the most capable persons in this field in the world in the Department of Agriculture. I think we've got to strive for a trade-off somewhere.
But when the USDA was administering the law under this system, the health hazards were not taken into consideration.
Oh yes, they were. It's just a question of how far you go. At the present time, much of the philosophy in EPA is one of absolute safety. And you can get absolute safety at a cost. I think we need some room for discretion. We need some room for rule of reason. We need to balance cost against benefits. There needs to be trade-off here. And if we get into a world where you have absolute safety and you ban all these effective chemicals and pesticides and antibiotics, then you're really going to see the price of food going up, because it would be absolutely impossible for the American farmers to feed our 213 million people the way we did when I was a youngster on the farm. We couldn't do it. We have to have these modern aids.
Do you think that you should actually have veto power over the EPA's rulings?
Well, that's a question of, I think that's a question where you're never going to get agreement. If we can't get some rule of reason in the application of these regulations regarding pesticides, then I think the Department of Agriculture needs more input somehow. And if it has to be veto power, I presume that's what it will come to.
In the less than a minute we have left, Mr. Secretary, where do you stand on revising the food stamp policy as ordered by the courts?
Well, our people are right now engaged in the process of revising the standards of eligibility as ordered by the courts. This is the short-run problem we have. The longer-run problem, of course, is what to do with the whole food stamp program. You ask, where do I stand? This is now over half of the budget in the Department of Agriculture. It has become a major welfare program. I think it belongs in the Department of HEW in a completely restructured welfare program.
How long will it take to do that?
Well, this will take congressional action. Now, you answer that. It'll take a long while, the way the Congress moves on some things.
Is the administration prepared to back it full tilt?
Well, there is a bill in the Congress right now known as the Buckley-Michael bill up there.
And you back it?
With modifications, yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary, for being with us today.